WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. President Trump is in South Korea for the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit. He's already talking up the U.S.
We're rewarding those who build and create and hire and invest in the USA, and we're making America the best place on earth to do business, and that's what it's become.
From Seoul, reporter Alex Jensen has a preview of the U.S.-China trade talks expected to take place there.
South Korea is setting the scene for a high-stakes summit with Xi Jinping after months of trade tensions. High on President Trump's agenda will be easing China's export restrictions on rare earth elements, as well as rebooting Chinese imports of soybeans from the U.S.
A celebration of the Navy earlier this month featured live bombs exploding, reportedly to appease President Trump.
At the Navy celebration this month in Norfolk, President Trump and the First Lady watched the military demonstration from the deck of an aircraft carrier. Live bombs were used. Navy destroyers launched missiles and fired shells into the Atlantic Ocean. But according to the Associated Press, original planning for the event called for dummies and not real ammo. The reason for the change? Trump needed to see explosions rather than just a big splash. Matt Piper, CBS News.
In Jamaica, Hurricane Melissa roared ashore as a Category 5 storm. CBS's Jason Allen is there.
We tried to get to some flooded up bridges that are just west of the area where we were, and we couldn't get there. There's trees down across roads, and that is something that I think you expect to face in any storm like this, that it takes a long, long time potentially to move trees out of the way, move power lines out of the way. I mean, we've seen roofs flapping since early this morning. So I imagine the closer you get to center, there are likely places where there are entire structures that are gone.
The Toronto Blue Jays beat the Los Angeles Dodgers 6-2 in L.A. Tuesday night in Game 4 on Fox.
Line drive left field, Miles Straw puts it away. And the Blue Jays have tied this series up.
Toronto scored 4 runs in the 7th inning. Game 5 is in L.A. Wednesday night. Then it's on to Toronto for the remainder of the series. The Federal Reserve is expected to announce a rate cut on Wednesday. CBS's Kelly O'Grady on the Money Watch.
We are expecting the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates again, probably by a quarter of a point. Investors are pricing in over 95% chance.
A jury in Illinois will deliberate for a second day in the first-degree murder trial of a sheriff's deputy who shot and killed a black woman who'd called 911 for help. Sean Grayson says he feared for his safety when Sonia Massey picked up a hot pan from her stove. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
The Bucks knock off the Knicks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks were down by 12 at the half and came back to beat the Knicks at five-serve form, 121-111. Giannis with 37 points. Ryan Rollins, a career-high 25 from Milwaukee. But after the game, Doc Rivers said what he really liked was the defense by Rollins and Kyle Kuzma.
It's what we have to do. I mean, you know, our whole parts is what makes us seem really good. I thought the second half, just the effort defensively by everyone, starting with Ryan, guarding Brunson for most of the night, got tons of deflections, got his hands on the ball, got a couple of steals. Kuz guarding Karl-Anthony Towns. That's as good as you can get.
So the Bucks host the Golden State Warriors tomorrow night, tip-off time at 7 p.m. Baseball, a big night for the Blue Jays. They jumped out to an early lead, beat the Dodgers in L.A. 6-2 to tie the World Series, up 2 games apiece. Game 5 of the Fall Classic tonight at Dodger Stadium with Sports on Mike Clemens.
From Wisconsin Rapids City Hall to Madison, stay informed with Civic Media's Radio Network's news team, right here on WFHR.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, a partly cloudy sky, lows in the mid-30s. A return to a mostly sunny day for tomorrow, highs in the mid-50s. And partly sunny for Thursday, highs in the low 50s. Cooling through Friday into the weekend. It's 42 right now.
Maggie Dawn.
5 o'clock, I'm joined by Rachel LaCasse Ford. She's a mom of two and a small business owner. She discusses her personal struggles to find affordable health care and what the ACA subsidies mean to her and her family.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh along Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome into hour number two of the big broadcast on this Tuesday, October 28th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Welcome in, everybody, to the world headquarters of Civic Media, downtown Madison, intersection of State and Fairchild. Great to have you along, Zommers. Voice still a little raspy. I apologize. We'll see. Doctor trying to figure out what's going on with the old salivary glands. And I don't know. I had to stop the Claritin because of that. And I think it's also allergies. So I apologize to the listener for being a little raspy. I sound like I've been smoking a pack of cigarettes or something.
Oh, no, not that bad.
Really?
No. Right. But, you know, I think on Friday, instead of eating Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the most popular Halloween candy, Todd's going to be sucking on lemons.
You're right. That's probably what I'll be doing.
Or at least eating sour candy.
By the way, today, October 28th, it was 3 years ago today, that I walked into our humble studios on University Avenue. And Alice Schneiderman said, I'm not sure we have a desk for you. True story.
We didn't.
And I sat next to Alice, God love her. And it was the beginning. And I was hired. People don't realize this. I was hired at this company to be the administrative assistant for our CEO, Sage Weil, and our then president as well. That was what I was hired for, with the opportunity maybe in 6 months to pitch my own show. And by the end of my first day, I was informed that I was going to be given my own 3-hour program, and it started in 2 weeks. Yep. Honest to goodness, that's a true story. And thus the opportunity arose, and Zommers and I were thrown into the fire together, and this is not the anniversary for the show. That's coming up next month.
Right.
But because we have 2 weeks from now. But yeah, it was my first day on October 28th, 2025. And you know what? We've hunkered down and we've survived, Zommers, which is more than I can say for some people.
Yeah, you know, it started off a little bit as the Wild West, but with a strong vision to follow. Yeah. We've been honing in on it. Like the company has all been honing in on it ever since.
So. Yeah, it's been fantastic. So I always appreciate the opportunity to be with each and every one of you every afternoon. From 2 until 4, coming up in this hour, lots to get to, so don't go anywhere. Tony Evers talking about the implications to a lot of people in Wisconsin who use the Affordable Care Act, in other words, Obamacare, for their insurance. And newsflash, it's not just for, you know, kids in their 20s living with their parents. It's, as we heard last week from our friend David Umbihan, a cattle farmer in Richland County, it's a lot of farmers who use this as well. And other great people all across the state. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Canada, Ontario last week or over the weekend released a great ad, and Donald Trump is trying to rewrite Ronald Reagan's legacy. We'll explain what's happening over at CBS. Dangerous to all of us who consume news. The truth is in danger, and already people are leaving with more to come. Important that we keep track of that. So we'll talk about that as well. I want to finish up this thought. We said it right before the break. Really important stuff. I know Pam Yonke, our farm director at Midwest Farm Report, mentioned that the Wisconsin pork producers are setting up a mechanism to give away pork to people in this state who are on SNAP benefits. For a long time, they were called food stamps, because that's going to run out after Friday, unless the federal government shutdown is averted or stopped. It doesn't look like that's going to happen. Republicans who control all three branches of government, essentially, will not open government back up. So let's just focus on Wisconsinites. People are going to go hungry if they don't get some help. Pork producers are stepping up. Thank you, Wisconsin pork producers. Also now news, our own Dan Schaefer, political editor and founder of the Recombobulation Area, giving us this information, particularly for our listeners in Milwaukee on WAUK, Milwaukee Waukesha. Great cooperation between the city of Milwaukee, Milwaukee County, Milwaukee Public School District, the Milwaukee Bucks. How about the Bucks? Also faith leaders, other partners, setting up these food share benefits, it's called a collaboration with Feeding America, Eastern Wisconsin, and Nourish Milwaukee. It's a food drive collecting non-perishables food with money donations to support Milwaukee area food pantries. The food drive begins immediately now and will continue until food share benefits are restored. For donation and assistance information, residents can visit the City of Milwaukee Food Drive page or Milwaukee County's Food Assistance page. So if you know anybody in the Milwaukee area that needs help, go to the City of Milwaukee's Food Drive page or Milwaukee County's Food Drive Assistance page. Donations will be accepted across both city and county facilities. Going to run these down quickly. Not limited to, but includes Milwaukee City Hall, Milwaukee County Courthouse, Zeidler Municipal Building in Milwaukee, Marsha P. Coggs Health and Human Services Center, Hillview, Pfizer Forum, all Milwaukee Public Schools, all Milwaukee Police Department Districts, all Milwaukee, City of Milwaukee Public Library Branches, and Mason Temple Church on 35th Street in Milwaukee. So more information at City of Milwaukee's Food Drive or Milwaukee County Food Assistance page. One of the great things that make Wisconsin great is we help each other out, and I appreciate that. 13 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock, time once again for a Wisconsin fun fact.
Oh, Wisconsin.
That's right. Time for a Wisconsin fun fact. On or around. I like how this has been. This one's been qualified because, you know, it happened a long time ago. We're just being honest with you. We'll say on or about October 28th, 1818. This is true. The governor of Michigan territories declared the first counties in what would become Wisconsin. They included the county of Brown, the county of Crawford, and the county of Michilimackinac, which is now present-day Mackinac Island in the state of Michigan. Governor Tony Evers intends to retake Mackinac Island by force and rightfully return it to Wisconsin before leaving office in 2027. Now there's some news. Now, wouldn't that be something?
That would. This fact has not been independently verified.
The first part is.
The first part is true.
It's a real fact. We're not sure, but what I think Governor Evers could restore some confidence in his leadership.
Maybe he could. And while we're at it, what about the UP?
Right? It's rightfully ours. all right, I want to mention, speaking of Governor Evers on the serious side here, he had a press conference yesterday. By the way, another one today. Apparently he got the building commission. He used a couple of swear words and he ginned them up. And the building commission is taking its first steps to unanimously approve modernizing Wisconsin's correctional facilities in the state, which is severely needed. So good on Governor Evers and good on the bipartisan building commission for moving forward on that today. But yesterday, the governor put this out, says this is from his own press office. Governor Tony Evers, together with the office of the commissioner of insurance, Commissioner Nathan Hudek, released the 2026 plan year rates for Wisconsin's individual marketplace that show healthcare coverage costs are expected to skyrocket for Wisconsinites if President Donald J. Trump and Republicans in Congress fail to extend the Affordable Care Act enhanced premium tax credits. Based on increased rates approved by the Trump administration for the 2026 plan year, combined with the significant consequences of congressional Republicans failing to extend and the Enhanced Affordable Care Act premium tax credits, many Wisconsinites and their families will see their premiums double, with some seniors seeing an increase of over $30,000 per year. Now, I want to be careful here. I'm not going to participate in fear-mongering or scare tactics. What I'm talking about, what the governor is talking about, is those individuals who are currently on or want to try to get on the Affordable Care Act, i.e., also known as Obamacare. Now, could these, if it goes on, could that then affect private health plans in the future? Sure, it could. But we're not talking about that specifically today here with what Governor Evers. And he put this out there. I know you can find it, or I think we can find it at civicmedia.us, I believe. But while I'm a big charts and graphs person. So I like the fact that Governor Evers, as part of this, he broke this down for a family of four, a 60-year-old couple, and a 26-year-old individual on using the Affordable Care Act. And as someone, not currently, but as someone who has in the last 5 years, 6 years, when I had my coffee shop, I basically was making almost nothing. And so I was on the Affordable Care Act. In Wisconsin, it's called Badger Care.
Or, well, that's Medicaid.
But it was through the, I don't know. It was because I had my Ford Wisconsin card or whatever.
Yeah, that's Medicaid. So it's slightly different, but related.
But aren't they attached?
It's complicated.
And see, this is why I also went for several years with no health insurance. All right. I'll be honest about that.
Which, not recommended.
Because I couldn't afford it.
Right.
It was either eat or pay my electric bill or have health insurance.
And I
didn't choose health insurance. So I mean, I don't gamble a lot, except the really big things in my life. You know, my health. So I went for a long time with no health care. And I guess maybe that's what it was. I went to apply for Obamacare, but I was making so little that I qualified for Medicaid or whatever.
Right. That's what it was. That makes sense.
That's what it was. And so I think my premium was like $170 a month or something like that. I don't know. But here now, this is great from Governor Evers. And the point that we had David Umbihan, a cattle farmer, on last week, talking about the fact that there are a lot of people that are working their rear ends off to make a living, to help themselves, who use this, the Affordable Care Act, for their health insurance. And what Republican lawmakers want you to believe is that, oh, these are for the lazy people that aren't working, who are sitting on their couch watching soap operas, eating Cheetos. It's a very specific example, I understand. But it's not. There's everyday hard work in Wisconsinites that are using the Affordable Care Act, and it's going up soon. Going to talk about that. Also, do a what's worse on the other side. You're listening to the All Ball Show across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself? Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad or the seriously smart podcaster? It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
What you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This weekend, we all fall back. Daylight saving time ends and we turn our clocks back 1 hour. It's also a good time to check your smoke detectors and replace those batteries. Stay safe, stay on time. A message from your local Civic Media radio station.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Todd All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where we're reliving music for dining on WRCO from my high school. What did you dial up?
Autumn Leaves.
Oh,
as performed by Vince Guaraldi.
Oh, very nice. Autumn Leaves. Yeah, well, see, now that makes more sense. We're going to be talking about leaves in a minute. So, Zomers is always two steps ahead of me. If you listen to that program, that is not foreign news to you. Before we get to Autumn Leaves, though, want to finish this up. Governor Evers having a press conference tomorrow. I think this is smart. Smart of Governor Evers to lay it out there for people. As former Judge Weissman used to say, put it down there where the chickens can get at it. And he has a chart and graph, which I love charts and graphs. Easy for people like me to understand. And it's talking about if Republicans in Washington don't extend the Affordable Care Act, i.e. Obamacare tax credits, what people are paying now on Obamacare, Affordable Care Act, and what they will pay. And people are already seeing this in their mail because they're getting the renewals for, what do you call it? When you got to
open enrollment.
Thank you. That's it. Open enrollment. See,
honestly,
you're finding out live on the air one of my Achilles heels. I hate paperwork. I hate doing my taxes. I hate signing up for my benefits. I can look at a state or federal budget that's, millions or billions or trillions. I get that. But to do the nuanced stuff of my health care drives me crazy.
I am not a fan of doing it either. And honestly, I've been getting the letter. I'm on the Affordable Care Act currently, and I've been getting some of those letters, and they're sitting in my room because I've been too afraid to open it and see what the prices are going to be.
I think a lot of people are with you, Summers. Really.
But sooner or later, I'm going to have to. So
that's why we need great people like our human resource director, Jacqueline, who, by the way, Jacqueline is still out. She is still working for her alma mater, LSU, trying to find a replacement for Brian Kelly. Hard work down there in Baton Rouge. All right, let's get to this quickly. And you can look this up. It's on civicmedia.us. Also, Governor Evers' website here. It breaks it down. I want to give you some examples. This is important. For a family of four who are making $130,000 a year on a silver plan, and then it goes county by county. Give a couple examples. For our MDX listeners here in Dane County, you're currently paying $1,026 a month. If Republicans don't extend this tax credit, it'll go up to $2,073, an increase of $1,047 a month, or $12,500 and change per year. Those listening on WCFW, the TAP at Eau Claire, for a family of four on the Affordable Care Act on a silver plan living in Eau Claire, you're currently paying $704 a month. If Republicans don't extend the tax credit, that will go up to $2,703.
Jeez.
A difference of $2,000 or $23,000 a year. In La Crosse, WLCX territory, same family of four on a silver plan, is currently paying $887 a month. That goes up to $2,350 a month, or $17,000 and change a year. For a 60-year-old couple, retired, 60-year-old couple bringing in $85,000 a year in Social Security and retirement on a silver plan, if you're living in Dane County, you're currently paying $727 a month. If Republicans don't extend these tax credits, that will go to $2,380 a month, or $19,000 and change, almost $20,000 a year. If you live in Waukesha, WAUK, you're currently paying $761 a month. That goes up to $2,443 a month, or $20,000 a year. That's for a 60-year-old couple. And for you youngins out there, Zomer's age, 26-year-old, making $48,000 a year, Zomer says, I wish, on a silver plan, living in Dane County, you're currently paying $281 a month. That doubles to $408 a month. If you're in Eau Claire, it's going to go from $219 bucks a month to $386. If you're in Waukesha, from $287 to $398 a month. So nobody's being spared. And I think that Governor Evers putting this out now is it's scary, like you say, Zombers. Because look at those, particularly for you know, people, a family or a couple. But look, I've been in your position. For a 26-year-old that might have their own apartment, having to come up with another $167 a month, that's your heat bill and maybe what, your gas bill or something?
Yeah, with rent prices in Dane County right now.
And people living paycheck to paycheck. Think of a family of four.
Those are crazy.
Having to come up with another $2,000 a month.
It's
undoable.
Yeah.
So I'm just putting it out there. Now is the time to call your federal elected official, your congressperson, your U.S. senator, and say, get off the schneid. Wake up. Stop this ridiculous partisan bickering and extend these tax credits and get the government back open. Because otherwise, there's going to be a lot of pain coming our way in the state of Wisconsin. And as John, I used this line this morning on Jane Matt Nair's show. And the late, great John McCain used to say, just remember, boy, everything looks darkest just before it goes pitch black.
So a twist on the common phrase.
So, I mean, this ain't good. And the remarkable thing is The people in Congress have known this was coming. They knew it was coming. And yet, let it happen. Well, we need a little Vince Guaraldi right now. A little calmer music. We'll come back with a what's worse regarding leaves here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't go anywhere. And news ahead as well. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Know what's happening in your community across Wisconsin and around the nation, all right here on WFHR, online at WFHR.com.
CBS News Brief, President Trump is in South Korea talking up the U.S.
There's truly no better time to invest in the USA. The results speak for themselves.
He'll meet this week with Chinese leader Xi Jinping for trade talks. Jamaican families in South Florida are waiting for news after their island nation was walloped by a Category 5 hurricane. Ed Rain is the president of Food for the Poor, which is preparing emergency kits.
The sense of foreboding and the sort of the pit in the stomach is truly palpable today. Everybody's, you know, we're working hard, but the underlying, we're all pretty much in distress.
Is expected to cut its key interest rate by 0.25% Wednesday. CBS's Kelly O'Grady, however, says don't expect a major reaction from the markets.
There isn't an immediate impact overnight of 1-to-1 when it comes to the Federal Reserve cutting or raising or really doing anything with interest rates.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
The Bucks knock off the Knicks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks were down by 12 at the half and came back to beat the Knicks at five-serve form, 121-111. Giannis with 37 points. Ryan Rollins, a career-high 25 from Milwaukee. But after the game, Doc Rivers said what he really liked was the defense by Rollins and Kyle Kuzma.
It's what we have to do. I mean, you know, our whole parts is what makes us seem really good. I thought the second half, just the effort defensively by everyone, starting with Ryan, guarding Brunson for most of the night, got tons of deflections, got his hands on the ball, got a couple of steals. Kuz guarding Karl-Anthony Towns. That's as good as you can get.
So the Bucks host the Golden State Warriors tomorrow night, tip-off time at 7 p.m. Baseball, a big night for the Blue Jays. They jumped out to an early lead, beat the Dodgers in L.A. 6-2 to tie the World Series, up two games apiece. Game 5 of the Fall Classic tonight at Dodgers Stadium with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's one of Pete's picks. Truth and Treason is a really good film set in World War II Germany. The plot sees Helmuth, a teenage boy, watch his Jewish friend taken away by the Nazis, which changes his outlook on Hitler's Germany. After hearing messages from around the world on an old radio conflicting what he hears at home, Helmuth spreads the word covertly at night until he is caught. The film is based on a true story, and the parallels to what is happening currently in America are undeniable. The story is inspiring, and the lead character, courageous. Definitely worth a look. Even if you happen to see a movie that does not feature Paul Rudd in the cast, he's convincing other actors to take roles. Bobby Cannavale said it was Rudd who convinced him to take his role in Only Murders in the Building for season 5. The Tony Award-winning Cannavale plays talking corpse Nicky Cacciamiglio, a mobster who gets whacked. Season 5 comes to a close Tuesday night, October 28th. I have to check out that show. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Real news, great conversation, right to your inbox. Subscribe to WFHR's newsletter and never miss the stories right here in Wisconsin Rapids.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, a partly cloudy sky, lows in the mid-30s. A return to a mostly sunny day for tomorrow, highs in the mid-50s. And partly sunny for Thursday, highs in the low 50s. Cooling through Friday into the weekend. It's 42 right now.
He scores! Wow! He ripped one over the glove of Heaney!
It's on.
And save! Badgers win the shootout.
In America's college hockey capital.
Empty net goal at the horn! Badgers finish Michigan!
Badger hockey lives here.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric Inc., Rapids Transmission, Junkyard Bar & Grill, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM and on the Civic Media app.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day.
Interscholastic Sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome TV producer and writer and director of the film A Road at Night, John Roach. Then Door County Trolley's spooky storyteller, Carl Sarecki, joins me for some fun ghost stories.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Vince Crawley's Amherst Dolly Moore that up. A little autumn leaves for you.
Is this one is the Great Pumpkin Waltz. Maybe a couple of days early.
Yes. That's good. Welcome back to Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Zomers on the board, 35 minutes now past the hour of 3 o'clock on Tuesday, October 28th. It's Halloween time. Great Pumpkin, where does that rate with your all-time Peanuts television shows, Zomers?
I don't know. I mean, it's probably like top five, I think. I don't know. Yeah. I'd really have to think about it and like write down a list of which ones there are, because there's more than one might think.
There are. I think for me at the top, I got to put a Charlie Brown Christmas.
I think it has to be.
Probably my, but I bet you, I think the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown for me is probably second.
Probably.
There is a Thanksgiving one that doesn't get shown anymore, or rarely, unless you have it on DVD.
I do like that one. We have it on DVD.
That's a pretty good one. Peppermint Patty and Marcy.
Yep.
Doing their popcorn Thanksgiving. That's pretty good. There's a Charlie Brown Easter, the Easter Beagle. Mm-hmm. That's pretty good. What's the one called for Valentine's Day? That's also pretty good.
I don't remember what it's called, but
Be
I know
My Valentine, Charlie Brown, or something like that.
I think so. There was one that they made when I was little, so way newer than the other ones, where Linus lost his blanket, and they had to go and try and find it.
Oh, yeah, I vaguely remember
I don't remember
that.
If it was good or not.
This is a newer one. Anyway, Charlie Brown trivia here. All right, very good. Let's do this. Let's get into it. 36 past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. This or that, this or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can go with this. Time once again for What's Worse. Nothing give away, no prize. Money involved is your chance to have your voice heard in all 10 news, talk, sports stations across the state of Wisconsin and the Civic Media Radio Network. Timely indeed. Leaves are falling off the trees right now. Category today, raking leaves or cleaning gutters? What's worse, raking leaves or cleaning gutters? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Raking leaves or cleaning gutters? What's worse? You can also text us on the Civic Media app. Download it today at your Apple or Android device. Simply go to your app store. In your search bar, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It'll pop up. Cute little CM logo. It takes less than a minute. It's free, the Civic Media app. You can also text us at YouTube, Facebook, and what used to be Twitter, X, Twix, whatever you want to call it. What's worse, raking leaves or cleaning gutters? This is a personal one for me because the card, the photos for those watching on the stream, you have a guy raking leaves into a big like trash bag and using a tarp to kind of put the leaves in the tarp and then move them around. I've done that before. And then you've got a guy who looks like he's in work clothes with a hard hat on and a ladder propped properly up against the gutter, cleaning out a gutter, right? Now, when I was a kid, I would help my grandpa and Grandma Wallace clean out their, they had their house, and right next to it, they had a three-story rental property. It's an old home that, before they bought it, had been unfortunately divided up into five different apartments. Big house with a kind of a mostly flat roof, three-story. And my grandpa was deathly afraid of heights. And so, this is true. It can be told now. He would, and I was probably all of like, when he started doing this, like maybe 12. And he would tie a rope around my waist And then he put the rope around the chimney in the middle of the building and had me go out, crawl out onto the edge of the building to get the leaves out of the gutters every fall.
You know, that's creative.
And my grandma would say, Warren, what are you doing? Well, it has to be done. See, my sister checking in. Heather, CFW, the Capitol Claire, says cleaning gutters is the worst. Remember when Grandpa tied ropes around our waist and had us help him clean the gutters on the apartment building? What a story. Yeah. See?
She
was typing it at the same time. It scarred our memories.
That would.
But see, this is the advantage of having grandchildren. And you had more than one, so they're expendable. You lose one, cleaned out the gutters.
All right, yeah.
You still got four more. You're fine with that.
Yeah. I mean, I cleaned out my grandma's gutters. Sure. She had a house kind of in the woods a little bit. Mm-hmm. It eventually got cleared out. They made more houses there. But she had not cleaned her gutters in many years. And there weren't covers over them or anything.
Oh, yeah.
So it took forever. It was nasty.
Oh, yeah.
And then we put covers on after that.
They do get nasty. You use the rubber gloves.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise,
they were basically just solid mud.
Now, when I was in high school, not on the apartment building, but I think on their house, we got those plastic things you have to cut. And I remember listening to Packers games and being out there on a ladder and putting the covers over the gutters of the house on good old East Hazeltine Street. In Richland Center. What's worse, raking leaves or cleaning gutters? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. On YouTube, PJ says, cleaning gutters is worse because the risk of falling off the ladder. I installed gutter guards on my garage and it helps.
They really do.
Yeah, absolutely. Off of the... What am I trying to say? The app. How about that, Todd? Off the Civic Media app, Greg in beautiful Genesee Depot, listening on WAUK, says cleaning gutters is certainly worse. Len, listening in. Oh, that was something else. He was weighing in on earlier on the Affordable Care Act. We'll read it anyway. Len in Madison and MDX says, tax the rich and corporations. Whoops, it slipped down there. Sorry about that. Tax the rich and corporations, eliminate the tax loopholes, go to a universal health care system that controls what health care costs. Well, don't disagree, Len, but first, I would just like to see the tax credits for the ACA extended first. You know, let's get that done first. Kurt and Madison on what's worse, raking leaves or cleaning gutters. One has a much bigger, a much higher possibility of killing you. Over the other.
Yeah, and it's the one where you're roped off to a chimney.
Heather Wayne back in Eau Claire said, shocked that no one ever fell off the roof, but thankful. I thought it was a fun game. Not the cleaning part, but being on the roof was fun. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. When you're a kid, going on the roof is like, I get to go on the roof.
Oh, exactly. You had to go up through one of the apartments, then into the attic we called it the brick house because it was a brick house. And so you go to the brick and the attic, and then you got to go up on, and it was one of those kind of, it wasn't, I guess it was a tar roof, but like you put the black paper and then it has to be covered tar, that type of thing. So, Len checking back into Madison on AUK, pardon me, on WMDX. It's probably a good thing I'm having my head examined soon, Somers. Len on MDX in Madison says, having grown up on a farm, cleaning the gutters is worse, right? Because, like, well, I guess it's not just particularly, because my other set of grandparents, the Allball side, they had a farm. And I don't know that they actually had, they might have had one set of gutters on the side of the patio. I don't think the rest of the house had gutters on it that I remember. But my grandparents, Grandpa Graham Wallace in Richland Center, they had these beautiful maple trees all around the house. And it was gorgeous. And we'd rake those leaves and we'd jump into the huge pile. And for Halloween, we'd use them to decorate the front yard anyway. But it clogged up the gutters like you wouldn't believe.
You get the seed helicopters all over.
Those great big orange maple leaves. Beautiful on the trees, but not so much when they're in a gutter. What's worse, raking leaves or cleaning gutters? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Somers, any feelings on this?
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to go with cleaning gutters being worse because, as people are saying, it's more dangerous, even though as a kid, it just seems fun.
Right. What's that big company that advertises all the time on TV? Is it Leaf Guard? Is that what
something
it's called?
Something like that.
You know, we should have this guy on the show. The guy that you see him advertise, I think he advertises Leaf Guard. He advertises Mad City Windows. And he says, call right now. You get a $50 card to whatever, dining just for calling in. Call right now. The first 50 people will receive a gift card. Call now. His voice is really smooth. And he hasn't aged in years. But he does all these different, products. I think Leaf Guard is one of them.
What if we do it the other way around and have you audition to be the voice for a lot of those commercials?
No, I don't have the voice for it. He has a very smooth, he could have been a game show host in the 50s, that guy. I would love to have him on. Anyway, Mom and my stepmother Mary, or Mom, you know what I need, Summers? I need a vacation to Jamaica. No, not to Jamaica. That'd be a bad place to take a vacation right now. I need to sit in the sun. My mind isn't working. My dad and my stepmom, they put on the Leaf Guard 2-3 years ago, and they love it. They said it works. Like the rain, the water comes in, but no leaves in the gutter.
I don't know if it was that brand, but that's what we did with my grandma's gutters. And cleaning them after that was a very quick process the subsequent years.
Kurt in Madison on WMDX says, on the other hand, if you don't know you have heart disease, I guess you could die of a heart attack from raking your lawn.
That's
well,
true.
Well, isn't that a pleasant thought, Kurt, on Halloween week? Dave in New Berlin listening in says, cleaning gutters is worse. If you're day drinking, you could fall the blankety blank down.
He's right.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, when I was like 14 and cleaning my grandma's gutters, uh-huh. I can tell you I was not day drinking.
No.
Or in any other capacity.
Do we have time for that's how we play What's Worse. We'll have another one tomorrow for you. Do we have time for the Clemens Rogers story right now? No, we do not, Summer says. He didn't even have to look. No, Todd, we do not. We'll play that for you on the other side because I think that's very, very important. We're going to touch on this. I'm not sure whether we're going to get to the whole thing again today or not, but just because I promote it. 60 Minutes, former 60 Minutes producer Bill Owens says bosses discouraged him from covering Gaza and Trump. The former executive producer of 60 Minutes, Bill Owens, and by the way, this is from TheGuardian.com, Owens says he faced intense internal pressure from his corporate bosses to avoid certain stories that had the potential to generate backlash for parent company Paramount. In his first public remarks since his sudden resignation in April. In January, 60 Minutes ran a segment featuring former State Department employees who had quit over how Joe Biden's administration handled the war in Gaza. The segment drew backlash from pro-Israel organizations and unnerved Paramount's controlling shareholder, Sherry Redstone, a strong supporter of Israel. Quote, she didn't like the story, unquote. Owens told an audience at Colby College in Maine last Friday evening, where he accepted an award given for courage in journalism. Afterwards, Owens said he was basically told, quote, well, you're not going to do another Gaza story, are you, unquote. While Redstone didn't call him directly, quote, that message was relayed to me by people with authority over me, unquote. He goes on in this story to tell how basically he quit 60 Minutes to set off a metaphorical bomb to warn people what was coming at CBS if they didn't act. And of course, the merger with Skydance went through. And now you've got Barry Weiss, who has been brought over from the Free Press, who is making her name known as the editor-in-chief of CBS News. Who is she courting to bring into CBS News? We're going to come back and talk a little bit about that. And also play this great cut for our own Mike Clemens and Aaron Rodgers. A great story as well. Stay tuned. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Ladies and gentlemen, pets, imaginary friends, take a listen down memory lane and spread the 411 with 97.5 FM WFHR's Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape. If it was released from 1990 to 1999, we will play it Sunday nights 8 to 9. Send me your requests with your beeper, or maybe DM me on the socials, or email me james.maloff@civicmedia.us. Sunday nights 8 to 9 on WFHR's Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape. Booyah!
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Time now is 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock, top of the hour, ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to. A check of weather, the great Mike Clemens in with sports update, and then another edition of the great Maggie Dawn show from 4 until 6, followed by a fantastic edition of Nightlight with Pete Schwabinator. Stay tuned for that. Always great programming. All right, last thing to get to here. Let's start with this, because we said this before the break. I want to continue to follow up on this because I know it's kind of insider media stuff, which I love, but it's going to have very real implications on how we get our news and what's being given to us as the truth. This from the Daily Beast, CNN's MAGA panelist Scott Jennings is reportedly flirting with a move to CBS News, where new editor-in-chief Barry Weiss has set out to rebrand the network in a Trump world sheen. Weiss's vision for a CBS News makeover started to take form last week after Status reported that she had approached Fox News host Bret Baier about becoming the new CBS Evening News anchor. Now Semaphore reports that Weiss, 41, spoke with Jennings, 48, at CBS's world headquarters in New York. The news comes after a longtime CBS Evening News co-host John Dickerson yesterday announced his exit from the network at year's end. Dickerson, 57, is CBS's first high-profile departure since its parent company Paramount merged with David Ellison's Skydance in August. The Trump-friendly billionaire quickly installed Weiss, a conservative political commentator, as the head of CBS News. Of all the people on network and cable news, Scott Jennings, to me, is the most... It's like nails on a chalkboard. I can't stand him. If that's the direction that Barry Weiss is taking CBS News, count me out. Out of Africa, out of the kingdom, I wouldn't hang about.
Which, for Todd, if you don't know, counting out of CBS means a lot.
Means a lot. And now there's reports today, we don't have time to get into it, that NBC Universal, who's looking at a merger with CNN, is thinking about bringing in Charlie Kirk's widow to run NBC News.
Which, wow, I think she's like a gymnast or something, right? Not a journalist.
My point is, we're living in dangerous times on all different fronts. But if you start handing over, I mean, CBS already has, to Barry Weiss, and you're seeing respected people like John Dickerson bailing ship already, this thing is, CBS News is going to be a thing of the, what used to be CBS News. Anyway, we'll stay on top of that. Do we have time for the Rogers thing?
Or is we do. Also, quick correction, not a gymnast, but she was in Miss Arizona and Miss USA.
All right.
Anyway.
All right, Mike Clemens, the great Mike Clemens, sat down with Aaron Rodgers before the Sunday night game, which the Packers won 35-25. Here is that great interview.
Hi, Aaron. Hi, how are you doing? Oh, I was listening to your comments yesterday and the good times you had in Green Bay, and all I could think of was that here you are, the MVP. It's like 21, and you're in the back of a red pickup truck with your teammates crossing Oneida, holding up a case of beer. And I retweeted that. It got over a million hits of all the things you've accomplished.
Oh, congrats for that.
I mean, what was happening that day? And talk about some of those times that maybe weren't so public.
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember exactly whose vehicle that was, but there was like a bunch of cases of beer in the back. So, you know, you guys would always take that walk back, and whether I was riding in the back of a truck or riding on that silly golf cart that D-Bot gave me, we were always messing around, having a good time. Those are some of the most fun. I mean, going way back, we had a crazy crew. I mean, some of the shenanigans and pranks that me and Brett Goode pulled on some of the rookies over at St. Norbert's, that the constant battle between Flynn and Graham, Harrell and TJ Lang and Josh Sitton, what they would do on the road, it got so crazy. Some of the pranks they were pulling that Mike at one point said, you know, cut that shit out, no more of that stuff, because they were doing some wild stuff. But it's that stuff that I remember, the plane flights. You know, there was a time back then, we used to fly on a plane at 8 first class seats, and that was like, you know, Ted and, you know, Bob Harlan into Mark and the brass and a couple of coaches, and all of us were in the 3x3 seats in the back. And we had this thing for a while where people just start throwing pillows and blankets at each other. Like when the plane was landed, guys that were sleeping, you know, if you were sleeping, Larry McCarron can probably attest to this because he was always sitting like in a row in front of me. And there'd be guys like flinging the wrapped up blankets and rolling them up in the pillows at people and waking, you know, there's always like, you know, some of the media was in front of us and, you know, PR and community relations, they'd all be on the same plane and they were catching strays on the plane sometimes. So, you know, those things are great. It's like, you know, it was such a tight-knit group for so long there. You know, I outlasted most of them, but it's fun. You know, that's why I feel so good about my time there, because damn near everything great in my life is because of, you know, my football career. My football career starts and will end one day with Green Bay. So I got a lot of love for all those memories and a lot of great friends that I still carry with me to this day.
Aaron Rodgers, former quarterback of the Green Bay Packers, now with the Steelers. Great interview there by our sports reporter, Mike Clemens, asking the cool questions. I remember when Clemens tweeted that out with Rodgers in the back of that pickup, but it went viral.
It went national.
And so look, whatever we think about Aaron Rodgers leaving the organization, I think he showed a lot of class this last week in how he treated the fans of Green Bay and the organization. And like Brett Favre, he'll be one day welcomed back in when he goes into the NFL Pro Football Hall of Fame. Great job by Clemens. Really appreciate that. Great job to Zomeris. Thank you, all of you, for listening. Ray, by the way, is on the cleaning out his gutters. He says, I have to clean up my grandma's gutters every year. Always hated it until I figured out I could use a cordless leaf blower. And now it only takes me 10 minutes. So hey, there's a hack for you. Thanks, Ray. I appreciate that. Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn is next. We'll have Trigvi Olsen and Pat Kreitlow here tomorrow. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging in your drum. Todd Allball said, have a great afternoon. We'll see you tomorrow. Banging on your drum, and they will hear you.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. We don't know how badly hit Jamaica was by Hurricane Melissa, but the storm almost certainly caused widespread damage. CBS's Jason Allen is there.
For the second time this week, Air Force Hurricane Hunter pilots turned back from inside the eye of Melissa due to the sheer force of the turbulence. Shortly after landfall, Jamaica's prime minister warned CBS News there would be widespread damage.
Whenever you have a Category 5 hurricane, there's scarcely any building or infrastructure that would escape without some form of damage.
The storm was expected to drop up to 20 inches of rain in places. Melissa's now a Category 4 and is headed for the Bahamas and Cuba. President Trump is in South Korea for the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit, where he's encouraging businesses to relocate to the U.S.
Businesses and manufacturing.